Glens Falls Rock Hill Bakehouse owner Matt Funicello served on the state committee of the New York State Green Party for about 6 years and was a National Green Party committee member for 5 years. Funicello faces St. Lawrence County cancer advocate Donald Hassig in a Green primary.
I've always wanted to run for office, but I've never been inspired by running at the lower level. And the reasons for that are very simple, and they primarily are that the issues that most impact those of us who live in the working class in the United States of America are being decided in Congress. And as someone who spent his formative school years in Canada, I grew up with single-payer health care. It's just a better system. Why are we adopting Obamacare? It couldn't have been a more cruel bill if it was written by the health insurance lobbies themselves, which I believe it was. As a business owner, I want cheaper health insurance available for myself and my workers. I am currently uninsured, as are most of my workers. We have to fix that. I think that you can also look at least two other issues, and one is the livable wage. Using simple math and a calculator and a legal pad, I can figure out that $15 an hour is probably what it would take for the average person living outside a major metropolitan center to survive if they were working a 40-hour week. So that and single-payer health care are my two primary working issues. I think on a third level, we need to cease our activities as cops of the world, as Phil Oakes said. We are spending far too much money. Military spending is just simply out of control. I would like us to be focusing on educating our young people and maybe forgiving some of the student loans that are already out there or helping to subsidize them. And I'd like to try to return our state school systems to an era when they were actually public schools, when it was either free or incredibly affordable for students to attend them. My son is at a SUNY school right now, and he's going to spend about $20,000 this year. That's a travesty. Those are public schools. We paid for them.
Do you have any concerns being what some people would say is a third party candidate? Or do you think that the more independent, the Green Party candidates are kind of surging more these days?
Third parties, as we call them, or alternative parties, are a way of allowing the American citizenry to vote for people who are doing what we did during the building of the Constitution. And that is the concept of the gentleman farmer or the country doctor or lawyer traveling to Washington, D.C. to represent the people who live in their district and have a unique viewpoint, unique to the people in that area of the country, and to spend a few years going back and forth, burning the candle at both ends, and then that period is over, and someone else who also lives in that district gets to be the representative and do the same thing. It's not meant to be a career, and I think that when we look at how disgustingly mercenary our race has become in CD21, regardless of how it's districted, I think a lot of the voters are kind of upset that it's treated as if our viewpoint is irrelevant and we can take people from outside the district and they are going to represent us well. I'm not a professional politician. I'm somebody who has a very sincere ulterior motive, and that's to give voice to those who also have alarm clocks and wake up in the morning and go to work. I'm going to travel the park as best I can outside of my 50-hour work week and attempt to actually meet and speak with people about the issues that are important to them. And I also intend to show that there are many issues that this largely Republican district will see that I'm in agreement with them about. There's a very strong Ron Paul streak in me that very much is independent. And although I am a Green, I think that there are issues that are beyond political ideology in this market that are incredibly important too, one of which would be farmers' rights. When I look at a primary with Mr. Hassig, I look at a gentleman who may be well-intended, but somebody who is not looking to reach out on very many issues. I look at somebody who dropped out of the race last time to support the Democrat. Not only do I not support the Democrats or the Republicans in any of their races, I also certainly don't vote for them and will not be dropping out of any race I participate in to endorse them. I know there are good Democrats and good Republicans out there. but it's the evil that their parties are doing at the national level that is of concern, and I don't think we should encourage them.
Matt Funicello has known Ralph Nader for about a decade and says the consumer advocate will be campaigning with him. Howie Hawkins, the Green Party candidate for New York governor, has also agreed to campaign with Funicello. I'm Pat Brantley, WAMC News.